created this podcast titled The Nexus Intersection to provide our listeners with a diverse approach to leadership by interviewing Nexus alumni and other key leaders in our community. Each episode, we discuss timely topics, leadership journeys, and the backbone of any good leader, their mentors. Since the founding of Nexus in 2003, over 1,000 leaders have been encouraged and equipped. Listen in as we continue encouraging, equipping, and learning from principles-centered leaders in our city. Hi, I'm Effie Johnson.
And I'm Heather Hunt.
And we're so excited to be here. The Nexus Intersection. That's us, right?
That's us.
We're intersecting. We're doing great things.
We are doing great
things.
And
I'm hearing about somebody's got a few days on his hands. What's up with you, Ignacio?
That's it. A few days on my hands.
Vacation time. Isn't that fun?
Yes, it's fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, it's fun to have you, Ignacio Vincentelli.
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. And he's our special guest today. And you're going to be here talking with us about building your personal team. So excited to have you. And we just want to kind of hear a little bit about, you know, your background, where you come from, and maybe your professional journey. Just kind of how you got to this place.
Perfect. Perfect. So I got to Memphis about 14 years ago. I'm originally from Venezuela. I was born there, raised there, went to law school there. Came to the States just to do a master's in law, thinking that I was going to go back. Then for political turmoil in my home country reasons, I decided to stay in the States, and I had to go back to school, which is an unusual way to start your career. But that was my journey at the moment.
Wow.
And that brought me to Memphis. I started in Memphis at a law firm, and then I switched to international paper. And I've been working there since 2010. I got married here to a Venezuelan that I met in Caracas, and then she came here. And we had three Memphian little girls.
Oh, I love it. That's so awesome. I know you were talking just briefly that you guys are going to Spain.
Yeah.
And so now, and you're from... How far away where you're visiting are you from? Is that like totally?
Yes.
Just
yes.
Like way far away.
Yes, yes.
So when they go, what are your plans to take them to go see? And how do you express that, like from Memphis, the perspective and maybe just the things they're learning here? And what are you wanting them to see there?
So Effie, we're Venezuela. Venezuela is from Miami, basically the midpoint between Memphis and Venezuela.
Wow, okay.
So it probably takes, I mean, there's an ocean in the middle, of course, it's about 2,000 miles. Both of our families were immigrants in Venezuela, and now we're immigrants here.
Yeah.
So my wife's family is from Spain, and that's why we go and visit, because we go to see they're part of the family.
Right, right.
So the kids could be with cousins, et cetera.
And I love that. I love that journey. And talking about journey, I know, Heather, we love hearing about how people actually got to where they are.
Yes.
And so...
And Ignacio, you kind of were in Memphis and then left for a little bit and then came back to Memphis, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, that was with IP, with International Paper. I joined International Paper as a finance lawyer. Then they switched me to the business and I became a business lawyer. And then I liked so much what I was doing that when they presented me with an opportunity to move over to the business and run an actual plant from a business perspective, I took it. So I moved to Oregon for this assignment a couple of years and then I came back.
We're so glad you did.
I'm glad I did
it. Memphis is glad and Nexus is glad.
Thank you.
So there are a lot of decisions you had to make to move your family. What was that like?
You know, not really. Mm. Not really. Okay. I think it all goes with this concept of, you know, sharing a vision. You know, when the decision of moving to the business was not my decision, was a team decision with my wife and my decision together. And then when that decision was made and the opportunity presented to go to Oregon, then we jump all over it. And it was, you know, both of us. But quite honestly, we were thinking the first opportunity that we thought that was going to present was in Byersville, Ohio, in the middle of nowhere, and we were going to take it. Mm-hmm. And I think we would have been happy, by the way. Oregon was absolutely outstanding. It ended up being a family adventure. Yeah. But it was not something that took us any time, because we were ready.
And encouraging people even that are deciding to come to Memphis, I mean, taking that leap and saying, I want to come and be somewhere fresh, new, different opportunities here. You've had a great opportunity here.
I lived in quite a few places in my life. You know, when I was a kid, I was born and raised in Caracas. I lived in Europe, in Paris for some time. I lived in London for some time. Wow. I then spent some time in Hong Kong. Mm. I lived in the States. I lived in North Carolina. I lived in Miami. And I lived in Oregon. And I love Memphis.
Yes.
Memphis has presented me with the most opportunities. Wow. And it's about people, and it's about connections, and it's about mentorship, which is the core of Nexus.
Yeah, and you are a mentor. So share with us a little bit about why that's important to you. And we'll kind of move into another question is, like, what would you tell your younger self if you could do that today? So kind of what we do with mentorship is kind of sharing with someone that would be our kind of like our younger self, right?
We're
pouring into someone that's similar to what we would want to have shared with ourselves. So, you know, if it was me back in the day, I wish I would have remembered this, you know. And so share with us about that.
That's a great way to put it, Effie. I think, you know, as mentors – In whatever setting that you're found yourself, and Nexus being an excellent setting, the only thing that you really get to share is perspective, because we all have our own journeys, and obviously when you have a little bit more, you know, you're a little bit more older, you have a little bit more experience, you can see things a little bit different than when you're younger and more inexperienced.
Yes.
So if I had the chance to talk to myself, the younger version of myself, I would certainly said to me, chill out. It's all going to be good. Mm-hmm. Live in the present day. Enjoy things a little bit more. Because sometimes I feel that in my younger version of me, I put a lot of pressure at times.
Yeah.
That it wasn't even worth it. I would have gotten to the same place with less stress.
Yes, that's such a powerful statement there. I mean, you're talking to me even today. Calm down.
Yeah, just take a minute.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, I think we're going to take a break. Yes. And then when we come back, we want to hear more about how you've kind of built your personal team and how do you utilize those people.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Welcome in Nexus, Nexus, we got it, and we're back, so welcome in Nexus, oh Nexus, oh we got it, and we're back, so welcome in Nexus.
Okay guys, we're back at Nexus! Intersection. I just wanted to do that.
Well, I wish I could do that and sing like you, but I can't.
Yeah, but
you
I wasn't able sure to sing it. I was just being silly.
Give it a try.
No.
They go fire me for sure after all this craziness today. No, this is so fun. So look, a few questions I'd love to ask. Are we going here?
No, let's talk a little bit more, Ignacio, about your personal team and kind of you've built that and how do you utilize that?
It's a great question. So it's a very, you know, wide question. Maybe you don't realize it, but you know, I see myself being part of multiple teams, right? And there's teams in our lives that we get to pick, and there's teams that we don't get to pick.
Yeah.
And you know, like this Admiral McRaven said to the kids in the University of Texas, and to anyone, you know, seeing this or hearing this online, go take a shot at the YouTube, Admiral McRaven's commencement speech at the University of Texas 2014. Great, great, great thing. He basically said that, you know, we don't get to change the world by ourselves. You know, if you want to change the world, you have to have people paddling, you know, with you. He was given a story about the Navy SEAL training in San Diego. But anyway, you have these two kind of teams. You know, the teams that you just belong because you don't get to pick them. And at work, sometimes, you know, they give you an opportunity and they give you a team. You don't get to pick them. I mean, you really have to work with them. And your family. I mean, you don't get to pick your parents. You don't get to pick your siblings.
Right.
But that's a team. On the other hand, you have the teams that where you really get to pick,
mm-hmm.
starting with your spouse.
Right.
And not only your spouse, you mean your friends, you know, socially in the community, you know, your church, the club that you belong to.
Right.
And in that sense, you know, you play a role, and you have to define what role you play. At times you're the captain of the ship. At times you are just another one paddling, you know, towards the ship. So and to me, a successful team, to build a successful team, or to be a successful member of a successful team, you got to have a few elements there. And then the first one is respect as the foundational element. You know, and respect, you know, respect has two sides. Obviously, the human, you know, dignity, respect for the human person. But it goes beyond that. I mean, respect in a team is intellectual respect as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing your best to see the strengths of your team members and see how they contribute to the team's mission or the team's goal. And so that intellectual respect, it's to me equally as important as dignity and respect, and you know, treating people with respect. Second thing is genuine care. I mean successful teams, whether it's your family or whether it's your, you know, in your plant, if you're the plant manager, your co-workers, or whatever you are, whatever setting, if you're the pastor of the church, you know, the people that attend the church, you have to care, you know, about them. And when you care for them, I think that's contagious, and you know, they start caring about each other. And if people don't care about each other, you don't have a team. And finally, you have to have a shared vision. And to me, sometimes we forget how important a vision is. And you know, successful team, if you go back to this story of Admiral McRaven, you know, you're paddling. You need to know which direction you're paddling in.
Mm-hmm.
And a leader, it's the one who's going to come and it's going to set up that vision. You know, I love that mountaintop speech from Dr. King. You know, he says, you know, I've been to the top of the mountain. Maybe he being there, maybe he wasn't, but that's what he said. And he told everybody, he convinced everybody that, you know, that's the way. You're going to get there. You might not get there with me, but you'll get there. And people believe them.
Yes.
And that creates some cohesion. So when you have those three elements, people develop trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like you kind of touched on what builds a mentor and a protege relationship with those three things, the respect, the care, and the shared vision.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to share a little bit about a mentor that you've had in your life and what they meant to you.
Awesome. Absolutely. You know, I it's Nexus. So not only I met him through Nexus, he came at a great moment in my life. I needed some mentorship. I was going through a rough patch in my profession. It was my early years in Memphis, my early years at IP. And my mentor is called Mark. And I started at Nexus as a protege. This must have been 2010, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. 2011. And Mark provided perspective with genuine care and with deep respect. And we developed a friendship. And his time with me really changed me and set me up for success.
We love hearing that.
Yes, we
don't
do.
Don't we?
Well, that's, yes, because that's what makes Nexus so special.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that it's not just that you received it yourself, you're paying it forward. and you're also mentoring and you're serving in so many ways to help other people do better and be better. And that makes it so encouraging, inspiring to be a part of. So I got to ask you a few questions that are just burning, most importantly, you know, like, what's your favorite thing about Memphis?
This is the fun part.
Yeah, this is the part I was trying to get to before, and Heather was like, not now, Effie.
I mean, there's a bunch of things that I love about Memphis.
Yeah.
But if you're asking me about a place, I'll say the Dixon Gallery.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Okay. You're asking me about food, I'll say the commissary.
Oh, the one in Germantown.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's two in Germantown, but the old one.
The old one off of West. Yeah. The one that we all love. So, like, whose cell phone contact would you wish you could have?
So if you could have anybody's cell phone and just have it with their contacts, their pictures, all the things.
Who would it be?
Jeez, I've never thought about that.
We're making you think.
I don't know. I'll have to pass.
Okay, well, that's okay. And then, like, your favorite meal, I think I kind of already know.
Barbecue.
There it is.
There we go.
True Memphian. Yeah.
Yes. And then three words. What does a mentor mean to you personally?
Care, vision, and perspective.
And I think those are the three that we've learned today repetitively, that is the key to a successful team. Respect as the foundational element, genuine care for each other, and then shared vision, which is in agreement that we're all going in the same direction. I think those are just three powerful values and perspectives that make us all better people today, already. In this podcast.
Awesome.
We're intersecting. We're learning.
We are learning. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for all you do for Nexus.
Well, this is wonderful, and thank you for what you do. Now, the last thing you have to say is, Nexus, the intersection.
Nobody can sing it like you.
Nexus, the intersection.
Love it.
Yes, that's why I love him. Yes. Guys, we'll see you later. Thank you for joining us. Come back again. We'll be back real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.